You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $8.7 billion. That's about how much the Federal Reserve has spent buying exchange-traded funds and corporate bonds to facilitate borrowing by businesses. The vast majority of the money has been invested in exchange-traded funds rather than through direct bond purchases. The amounts are also tiny compared with the nearly $10 trillion of outstanding corporate debt. Barron's reports that almost 60% of the bonds are rated BBB, the lowest segment of the investment-grade market. Nearly a fifth of the borrowers were companies based outside the U.S., like Toyota, Volkswagen, and Daimler. But the bonds being purchased are issued by their American vehicle financing arms, which means that U.S. consumers should be the ultimate beneficiaries. The next number up is 541 million. That's the number of barrels of crude oil held in commercial storage facilities in the U.S. in the week ended June 19th, a new record. Crude oil inventories are up 26% from a recent low in mid-January, thanks to a drop in demand for gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and other refined products. U.S. oil output and imports from abroad both fell in response to lower demand, but not quickly enough to prevent inventories from rising sharply. American gasoline consumption has since rebounded 70% from the lows in early April, although it remains well below normal for this time of year. That has helped slow the weekly growth rate of crude inventories, but it hasn't been sufficient to reverse the increase in stored crude oil. Our last number is 70%. That's the drop in the number of seated restaurant diners in Houston and Phoenix on the week ended June 28th. That's when compared with the same week a year ago, according to daily data from OpenTable. Just a few weeks earlier, the number of diners in both cities was down only 50% from last year. That means that over just the past few weeks, sit-down restaurant foot traffic in those two cities is down almost 40%. The worsening coronavirus outbreaks in the two cities have made many people realize that eating out isn't as safe as they had thought. Unfortunately, this realization came too late. 95% of all Phase 1 intensive care units in Houston's Texas Medical Center system are already occupied. In Phoenix, ICU usage is at 88%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.